So out of bounds is our topic. First thing that came to my mind was hopscotch and elementary school. And hopscotch squares. You got to put the rock, marble, whatever you're throwing, into the square. And I thought, all right, I can do that. Easily? Yeah. So my mind, me being who I am, I thought, how can I push this? This game's really fun. I love it. Got to push the boundaries. Got to make it. See if I can get the little rock into the actual boundary of the square. So I did. Got boring. Moved on. Went to kickball. Loved kickball. Great sport. Got to a point where I could kick really, really hard. Always kicking it out of bounds. Everybody finally decided, not cool. We always have to go like really super far because you're always kicking it out of bounds. Can you try and keep it in bounds? And I thought, really? Okay. I thought the whole point was to win, right? Got to kick it out of bounds to do so. So eventually I stopped being picked on teams because I was too good. I don't get it. I could always kick it, and I'd always win. That team would be, like, always winning, so everybody decided that it was not cool. So I thought, all right, for me, I have to figure out how to keep myself in bounds, which is really confusing to me because life in general is conformity, and I thought, no, that's wrong. So anyway, I decided I would try running. Running was a cool sport because I had no boundaries. I could go, I could be as fast as I wanted, or I could be as slow as I wanted. I could go on a track, I could go off trail. So with that, I really felt that life is good to have boundaries, but life is also really, really good to step out of those bounds because you need to be able to experience things, pushing things just a little bit further, which apparently I still do because now I'm hurt because I decided I had to jump over a wall because I had to test for a correctional deputy. And, you know, it was sort of a shoo-in, apparently. And I made it over the fence, made it over the wall, didn't make the landing. Landed really hard, ruptured my hamstring off my pelvic bone. I laid there, and I'm thinking, in my mind, I'm screaming bloody murder, and I'm like, why the fuck isn't anybody helping me? Laying there, grabbing the grass, and I realize I'm completely silent. Completely silent. The guy with the timer is still standing there, and they finally look over, and they're like, are you okay? And I was just like, I can't move, no. And he's just like, why are you lying there? And I'm like, I hurt myself, and, you know, people who actually saw it start walking over, and he's looking at the timer, and he thought, I don't think you're getting up. And I said, no, I don't think I'm finishing the test. And he's looking at me, he's like, can you move? And I said, no. And he was just like, are you okay? And I was like, no, giving birth felt better than this. Something is wrong. So I'm laying there thinking something is not right. I'm feeling very vulnerable, I suppose, because here I am, this very strong woman who can athletically do a lot, and I couldn't. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't really even speak either. So I have decided this injury happened January 24th. It is now May 21st. My life has been very, frustrating, I suppose, is the best word to say. But it has taught me that even within my frustration, and ideally I'm a very patient person anyway, but really being in the constraints of patience, I'm still okay with being out of bounds in knowing that I have my mind, and I have the ability to speak, and I have the ability to teach, and I have the ability to tell people that life can really fucking suck. But with that, we're good. We can move on and we can really stretch what we think is just the impossible and totally take it out of bounds in a way that we don't even realize.